Waterloo East High School baseball coach Dan Mast joins us now. Coach Mast, thanks for being here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well, and looking forward to learning about your Trojans baseball team. You guys, you finished the season last year real strong. Won six of your last eight, and you know, even before that, you guys got it going. So how has that maybe been helpful as you went into the off season and maybe try to channel that momentum headed into this one?
Yeah, we definitely had kind of a slow start, and we kind of ended well. Just kind of gave us the confidence that we can play and play as a team and continued into the off season to try and keep the momentum going to how we ended.
And what have you done this off season? I mean, in any sport, most any of them, you're going to have off season work, be it some pitching or maybe some hitting work in the cage. What have you had for your guys, and you like the work that they've put in?
Yeah, definitely put in a lot of work. We really tried to focus on our pitching this year, and we got a developed pitching program to really try and key into the guys and making sure that they're paying attention to you know their pitches, making sure that they're able to locate and actually developing new pitches if they have the opportunity to. So, kind of the focus on pitching this year. Hopefully, it'll pan out for us when we get the season started.
So practices started on Monday, and then a week from this coming Monday is when games get going, and that's, you know, high school baseball and softball in a nutshell here in Iowa, how quick the ramp up is. But how's practice been since Monday? Is anything in particular caught your attention about your team?
Definitely getting a lot of reps. We've been doing a lot of batting practice, and there's a few kids that have really surprised as far as how well they're hitting. So that's kind of exciting to see if they can translate that in when the games actually start.
And what do you think this team's makeup may put forth in terms of a lineup? Like, you thinking you got a team that's maybe going to play a little small ball, run some bases? You got some gap power? What do you got?
We got some guys that are definitely going to – we're going to have to create some runs here. Maybe some guys at the bottom of the order is going to have to produce that maybe not have produced in the past. So we're just going to have to try and when we get on the base path, try and create some havoc for the defense and, you know, try and create some runs any chance we can get.
How about for your pitching staff? It sounds like perhaps, you know, pitching to a spot and a location, maybe trying to just manage contact and – not so much swing and miss. What do you got in your pitching staff?
We're going to revolve around Caleb Peters. He's going to be our number one, and we're just going to have to kind of fill in after that. We got some young arms that are going to, you know, was relievers for us last year. Going to be called on this year to maybe, you know, do some starter and just kind of eat up some innings for us. And maybe we, you know, like I said, hit the ball and create runs when we have to or when we can.
You know, more times than not, it seems like whenever there's opportunity like that out there, you're liable to have a couple guys really step up and make a name for themselves, Coach.
Yeah. We definitely have Nolan Fallsgraf. He did some relief for us last year, kind of surprised us with what he was able to do. He was a freshman last year and was able to actually take care of business at the varsity level. So we're looking for him to kind of step up. We've got Chance Shaw that is, you know, he's a senior this year, but really never really got that opportunity to be a starter. But, you know, he's definitely going to have to do some things for us. And then Cade Kruzmark, he'll come back this year, did some starting for us last year, our lefty for us. And then we'll see what we can put together after that.
And you lost a good number of seniors. So this has to be a really, not just a competitive off season, but just competitive altogether in the lead up to your opening game.
Yeah, we've got some open spots that we lost. You know, we lost, Phoenix Shipman and Helmricks and them guys, you know, so we've got to try and make sure we've got some open spots. And it's really, you know, I've talked to the guys and it's like, hey, you know, if you want to get on the field, you got to be able to add different positions to your toolbox. So, like, if you want to get on the field, you got to be able to play multiple positions. So we've got probably three or four spots open that's competition right now, and they're having fun getting after it.
Meanwhile, you open things up, as I was talking about before, a week from this Monday at home against Wapsie Valley. I mean, can anybody really say that they're ready when these openers show up?
I don't think so. I mean, you try to. You do everything you can possibly try to get ready. You put the game plan together. You try and get, you know, as close to live reps as you can. You know, throw a scrimmage or two in there. But it's never really the same, you know, until the lights turn on and now it's time to perform. So we'll be as ready as we can. We'll keep getting the reps, and hopefully it's success the opening night.
Yeah, what are you thinking in terms of this team's potential? Because as we talked about at the top, you know, winning 6-8 at the end of last season, and you guys just, but even before that, like the last 15 games, you did quite a bit more winning than you did losing. What do you think what that could mean, along with what you're seeing so far this preseason, about this team's potential?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to try and make sure that we're training right. We got some good potential, but it's unproven. So we got to make sure that we actually do the right things. And when it's our turn and you know, you're the next man up, you got to be able to do what's needed of you, whether that's to get the ball around or get the runner around, you know, backside hit or whatever else, lay a bunt down. We did win one of the games against Fort Dodge last year by laying down a bunt with bases loaded. And, you know, kind of some of the things that I don't remember doing in the past, but, you know, it's fun when you're successful and you learn when you're not. So,
Coach Mass, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Really appreciate it. Best of luck, best of health to you and the Trojans this baseball season.
I definitely appreciate it. I bet you. Definitely appreciate you having me on, and it's an honor to be here. So thank you.
Hey, my pleasure, Coach. Take care.
Thank you.